Eddie, I appreciate that, and great things are getting ready to happen. And I'm so glad that you accepted that role when I made that phone call to you to become our master distributor here at BlueGenix. But the next gentleman that I'm going to have the pleasure to introduce tonight is the man that and the reason we're all here. The man that helped us come to the decision to create the company BlueGenix. He's the man that has been an advocate for the healing benefits of marine phytoplankton since 2006. The man that has invested millions and millions of dollars of his own money to gain all the knowledge that he could about the phytoplankton and the benefits that we could receive off of this. And the man that put so much faith in me that not only is he allowing us to be able to take his knowledge and his product to the world, but he also became a fully vested partner with us here at BlueGenix. And he's also accepted the role as the president of our company. And so it's with great pleasure that I get the chance to introduce Mr. David Hunter to all of you tonight. David, take it away.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for the introduction. It's very surreal to be here. So, yeah, I just wanted to, I said it's very surreal. You hear all these phones dinging and all these people coming in, and you get a chance to hear this. And so here it goes. Is that today, where we're at now, started for me in 2005, in July 2005. And I accepted a job at a company called Unique Sea Farms, with a guy named Tom Harper selling shellfish food that was made from phytoplankton. And I had two things about that job. I didn't know what phytoplankton was, and I hate seafood. And but it was such a challenge, I ended up accepting it. And the gentleman that I worked for, he had a big sea farm in Nanaimo, BC. So I am originally from a town called Maple Ridge, which is a suburb of Vancouver, BC. I'm a Canadian. I was born in 1973. I'm 50 years old this year. And so at the time, I keep in mind I was 32 years old. My background was in bottled water. I had represented an Alaskan glacier water company for the previous 5 years, traveled all over the United States, started with an idea. And within those 5 years, we were nationally distributed with chains like in Kroger. We were in RaceTrac gas stations, Kwik Trip, Tree of Life health food stores across the country at 5 warehouses. And I ended up making a deal with the Pepsi Bottling Company out in Linden, Washington. And and also our bottled water was really heavily distributed in Vancouver Island, which is where I was living at the time. And that is how Tom Harper knew about me. And he was looking for some distribution and sales advice. And after I ended up getting bought out of the company, Tom kind of picked me up and asked me to come over. And I was really interested in it just because it was just so random of all things. So what was happening is that if you can imagine this big, huge sea farm on the coast of Nanaimo, and he had 1 million liter tanks, so around 250,000 gallons of, and inside those big tanks were different types of salmon that were destined for restaurants. And then in the other side of the compound was a shellfish department. And so the unique selling feature of the phytoplankton is that he was looking for kind of like an organic feed for the shellfish, and his unique selling feature was that the shellfish were 2.5 times bigger when they ate the marine phytoplankton than regular traditional commercial shellfish feed. So just from an eyeball point of view, complete logic, that was pretty impressive. I was like, wow, like I could sell this. Like this is no brainer. Didn't have to like seafood in order to do this. I worked very closely with Tom. I like went for lunch with him, went to his house, and got to know him really quite well. But one thing about Tom was that he had mesothelioma, which is a lung cancer that was triggered from asbestos exposure because he was a shipbuilder. And so he was kind of like planning to die. Keep in mind this was in 2005. He said he had about 9 months to live and all that. So it was pretty surreal because he was like a really nice guy. And so while I was working with him, he started to dip his fingers in the tank of the phytoplankton, and then instead of throwing it into the shellfish, he started to eat it. And it was like, oh, man, like, what are you doing? That's gross. Like, you know, Blobby's like, well, whatever. I like dulse, you know, kind of tastes like dulse and all that. And he kind of made a habit of doing this. And, yeah, so a couple of weeks later, you know, he kind of comes up to me in my department. And he's like, hey, Dave, you know, how's it going? You know, talk about the weather and all that stuff. And he goes, hey, you know, something really weird's happening. I'm a type 1 diabetic and my blood sugar is completely normal. I feel actually pretty good. And like, we're like, oh yeah. I'm like, oh yeah. Probably the, you know, who would ever thought cancer medication would be good for diabetes, you know, and, we were just kind of joking. And then it's like, oh, maybe it's the fish food, you know? And it's like, oh, well, it's pretty weird, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Okay. What do you want me to do today? Like, what are we working on? And then we just went back to work. There was nothing really to it. A couple of weeks after that, Tom had to go into the Royal Jubilee Hospital in Victoria for a thing called a talc treatment, which is fusing your lungs together. It's like an operation on your lungs because the response of the cancer was fluid building up in the lungs, so they kind of slow that down. Well, he goes out there. He's supposed to come back like a few days later kind of thing, but he ends up coming back the next day, and it's like, hey, Tom, like, why are you here? He's like, well, they found this like white substance around my lungs, and you know, they didn't really know what it was. And so they sent me back home before they did the talking treatment. I'm like, okay, well, nice to see you back. And you know, what do you want me to do? Right. Kind of thing. Right. We went back to work. Well, I don't know. It's like a few days after that, he gets a call from the hospital and they're kind of confused because there's absolutely zero cancer in this guy's body. And, anyway, and it was like, holy crap, dude, like what is this in this fish food, you know? And so anyway, we didn't like, it was just, didn't really think much of it past that. But here's where kind of things started to change, is that his recovery made the front page of the Nanaimo Daily News, and it made the fourth page of the Vancouver Province. Now, when that happened, the phones rang absolutely bananas off the hook. I remember I just walked into the office and like every phone was ringing like Christmas trees. And so we were all just like, and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, that Tom's recovery made the paper and everybody's calling for phytoplankton and blah, blah, blah. And I remember like I picked up the phone and my first call was a guy from Billings, Montana, of all places. And, you know, he wanted to get some and he was even willing to drive out and all that stuff. And then I was just taking calls from everywhere, like from Vancouver Island, all parts of British Columbia and all the stuff. It was just random that the first call was a guy from Montana. But like, anyway, it just, the calls never stopped. And so people were just coming into the sea farm and picking up phytoplankton, taking it in like these like little jars that kind of like when you buy like coleslaw from the deli, we would just scoop it up and give it to them. And then they would just go on the way, like totally unprepared kind of thing. And yeah, we're given to it. And then, so I was like, well, hey, like, give me some of this stuff. Like, I want to try it. And so I had some of the phytoplankton, and within a day, I had an absolute life-changing experience, and then it like even got even crazier. So I take the phytoplankton, and the next day, I was like feeling great. Like my energy was so strong, and like my mind was super clear, and like I was like, holy crap! Like I feel like really good. Like what is this stuff? So the other thing that happened to me is that I, like, because I was, again, like, in the bottled water era, I was in the States a lot, eating a lot of gas station food. I didn't have the best diet in the world. You know, I was around 270 pounds at the time, so I was, you know, I was packing it pretty good. And I had this huge candida rash in between my legs. And, like, literally within, like, 3 days, it was, like, 90% gone. I was like, holy crap, well, this is cool. And, the other thing that was happening is like my allergies, like I was having like seasonal allergies and I used to have to carry a hanky in my pocket and like all of a sudden I didn't need it anymore. And then the big thing that kind of happened that I noticed within a week is that I hadn't had a migraine headache. And this is really significant because ever since I was around 12 years old, I had absolutely severe migraine headaches. And I was the kid that had to go into a dark room, and lie down at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And this thing, and these headaches would get about 2 or 3 a week, and they never went away, even into my adult years. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, it's like the first week I haven't had a migraine headache. Like, what's going on? And I'll leave it at that part, is that I haven't had a migraine headache since 2005, and I was an absolutely severe case. So this is just happening to me, and I'm kind of like going like, okay, like what in the world is this stuff? Now, the big thing where my life changed was 30 days later when the phone started to ring again, and it was all these same people wanting to come back, and they were willing to drive a long distance to get more. And what was more crazy was the stories that they were coming back, and the stories that they had were healings of things that I, when I grew up, were deemed impossible. And we're talking like everything, like I'm talking energy and sleep, but like I'm talking arthritis, and I'm talking, you know, digestive issues like Crohn's colitis, acid reflux, things like erectile dysfunction. I remember we took a call from a guy with ED, and it was just like all over the map. And I'm like going, holy crap, Tom, like you discovered the holy grail of nutrition. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And it was just this light switch. It was like, oh, phytoplankton is the original nutrient. Like it's the first nutrient. Like it's the first form of life. It's the first form of food, and it's the first form of nutrition. I mean, it's the holy grail. Like this is the original thing. Like this is nutrition. Like of course, like this kind of makes sense. And when I, yeah, my experience aside, there was two things going on. My like heart side of the whole thing is that my mom had passed away from cancer when I was a kid in 1993, and still to this day, I'm pissed off about it. And like Tom's story and everybody else's story got me fired up. And I was like, this can change people's lives. Like I am all freaking in, and nothing was going to stop me. And that was like that day. I just remember the day. And I remember I just like was so like fired up. And then the other part was going, these people are willing to drive hundreds of miles to like come pick this stuff up. Like, I mean, if they're feeling like I'm feeling, I would drive this far as well. Like there's a business case here. So I was like, okay, like, you know, how hard could it be to sell something like this? Well, keep in mind, this is 2005, and here we are in 2024, and I'm having this call now. So the road has not been easy, as I naively thought when I was in my early 30s. But I know that, you know, there's this always joke, if you want to make God laugh, you just tell him your plans. And I'm sure he was laughing when I was going, yeah, this is going to be, you know, no problem. Well, I started off. Okay, so I was working for Tom, and there was a way to do it better. And because I was in the bottled water industry, and I was very well versed in manufacturing for the FDA, because bottled water is considered a food, and SOPs, which is standard operating procedures, and GMP and all that stuff, I knew that there was a better way to do it than the way that he was doing it. And he ended up making a deal with somebody that we can talk about it another time, but he ended up making a deal with a company called Forever Green, and they kind of came in really quick and made this deal. And the deal was, is that they were going to make a drink called Frequency. And some of you people might know this. And so the whole thing is they did this promotional video, which is still online today. It's called Another Day with Tom Harper. It's still on YouTube. You guys can check it out. And there's a little bit of a magic trick there where Tom ate the pure, like he ate pure phytoplankton in a paste form, and Frequency made a drink with only 18.5 milligrams per serve. And I picked up on that, and I'm like, Tom, like, no, dude, like, no, like, come on, like, why, like, you know, whatever. But then it's like, okay, well, this is not my thing. I've got a vision. I'm going to deal with this. So I said, I'm going to go do it right. I'm going to go figure it out. Whatever happens with them happens. So I like literally quit. Tom had sold the company to them. I quit. So my loyalty to Tom, he was taken care of. I was happy with him. He was an absolutely fantastic human being. He's the guy who put his finger in the tank. He discovered it. He gets the kudos. I was just his apprentice kind of thing, like right-hand man, and I was at the right place at the right time. And luckily, I went to the University of Bottled Water, and my time in Bottled Water gave me the tools I needed to take this to where I felt it needed to go. So I ended up traveling over to Europe, and I landed in Spain, met a guy who is still my partner today, who I consider one of my best friends, and we've been through a big journey together. So I ended up calling him. He was again growing phytoplankton for fish food, and I ended up calling him and said, "Hey, I want Nanochloropsis gadotana," because I knew about Nanochloropsis because I was so into phytoplankton. Again, never would have thought I would ever been into that, but I was so into it. I knew about Nanochloropsis. I knew all about it. It seemed to be on paper the best bet for human consumption, and I knew nothing more about it. I'm not a biologist, I'm not a chemist, but I'm was just logical, and I go, that one is going to work. Well, anyway, I called him up, said, "I want Nanochloropsis gadotana. I want you to grow it for me, and I want it for humans." And like he, so you can imagine, he's like growing for ornamental aquariums for like, say, like the San Diego Zoo or like the Vancouver Aquarium or something like that, where they have all those fish tanks. Like he would give the phytoplankton to like the live rock and to those sea life in those aquariums. Well, I called him. He thought it was totally crazy, but of course I was ready to buy some, so he ended up bringing some into Canada. I remember I imported it into Vancouver. I had moved from Vancouver Island. I lived in a town called Coquitlam, and imported it into Canada, and I started to give it out to people. And right away, people were reporting the exact same results that that Tom was experiencing. And so I'm like, okay, perfect, because obviously, there could have been, a risk to that or whatever. And I ended up selling over $2 million of it within 2 years, and did really good for myself. And yeah, I was living pretty good. And I was living in Vancouver. I had three small kids at the time, selling phytoplankton like crazy and watching people like get better and willing to pay whatever it took to get some more. So it was awesome. I had a little nice little business going. And but that kind of came to a screeching halt in 2008, when Canada came out with this thing called the Natural Health Products Directorate. And that is kind of like a police force for supplements, which ended up becoming a pretty big deal. And I just thought I would just do like a, just thought it's like a racket. Okay, they're pay to play. Like, yeah, here's your paperwork. Here's your $400 consultants and all that stuff. Pay them. Here, do the paperwork, get this approved, and I'll just move on with life. Well, didn't quite work out like that, because there was no historical evidence of anybody ever eating Nanochloropsis gadotana. And basically, what came back was that I had to pioneer Nanochloropsis gadotana, like, and prove to the government of Canada, of all governments, the hardest government in the world, that this thing was, safe for human consumption, that there's no, which is fair enough, I guess, because, like, hey, is there any toxicity or is there overdosing or whatever it might be? The thing was, is I was Canadian, and if you didn't get this done, well, this is going to affect importing, and like the business is dead. So, I talked to the grower about it and said, "Hey, listen, like, we've done good here. We know what we have. Let's back the bus up here and let's do this right. Like, we got to do this right. We've got a winner here." Like, and he agreed. Obviously, he saw it all too. So we're like, and he went all in as well. So we both did good together, and we said, like, let's get all this done. Let's upgrade the facility. Let's do it right. Let's get all these government regs done. Let's get all the safety. Let's get all the toxicity stuff done. Let's give rats so much that, like, to see if they're going to, like, blow up or have any talk. Let's find out, right? So anyway, this is when why I'm now calling from New Brunswick, Canada, which is the complete East Coast. I'm the neighbor of Maine, the state of Maine, and basically packed up my family and moved over here because Vancouver is one of the most expensive places in the world and to live even back then. And there is no way that I was going to get to do all these hundreds of thousands of dollars of tests with no cash flow and do it in Vancouver. So I packed up, but I could do it in New Brunswick. So I packed up my family in just before Halloween in 2008 and had my old classic car, trailer, whatever I could fit on the trailer, and drove 3,500 miles across the country to New Brunswick. Landed there and started the regulatory process, which I called my Shawshank Redemption because I hate paperwork, and it was very painful, believe me. And so I just made this deal with myself that every day, no matter how I felt, I was going to get one thing done and move one thing forward. And that took a little bit over 5 years of government paperwork, and the growing facility also upgraded, did a massive investment to make it HACCP ISO 22000, the highest level of safety recognized in the food, like basically pharmaceutical grade level of growing it. So I'm going to give you just a quick thing on the growing, is that basically it is on the coast of Spain on the Atlantic Ocean. And if you can imagine a swimming pool about half the size of a soccer field, and that swimming pool is about a foot deep. Now, inside that soccer field or that swimming pool is a 6-inch tube that goes to the end to end of that, say, soccer field. And at the end of that does a 180 and goes back, and there's a tube right beside it. And then it goes back and forth like a snake until that pool is full. Now, that pool is, so those tubes, which are completely enclosed, it's called a reactor, which sounds nuclear, but there's a reason. It's because a nuclear reactor is completely enclosed. It doesn't have any outside interference. So this is the same. And so the way it's designed is that we microfilter the ocean water that we bring in, and we take the ancient heirloom Nanochloropsis gadatana seed, which is not male or female, and it's a unisex microorganism, and then we put it in a flask, and then it multiplies itself with light and some CO2, and then we take that flask and then add it into that kind of soccer field size group of tubes. So keep in mind, so the reason why it's submerged in water is for temperature control, and then after we put the flask in that purified, micro-purified ocean water, in 3 months, that phytoplankton grows, and it, like, literally after 3 months becomes thick like a green ketchup. And then after that, we take it down to 3% moisture. We take it out of the tubes, take it down to 3% moisture, freeze it at the same time, and that becomes like a frozen pancake, which we then grind into the powder. So when it comes out, it is a very vibrant green. And that literally is probably the purest nutrition that this planet has ever seen and ready for consumption. And we'll talk more about that in a second. So in 2014, I got a license from Health Canada to sell the product. Now, because like my mom was the number one driving factor, I said, well, I'm going to make a name for this and, you know, I'm going to market it, blah, blah. And I ended up naming it Karen Phytoplankton. And which, of course, now is very funny because of the whole meme thing and all that stuff. But like, I did that before the meme started. And but, you know, it never really, you would think it would really affect us. And yes, there is a few jokes on the internet, but like, for the most part, it wasn't a joke, because I took that company from my first customer, which was a skeptical pharmacist who ended up taking the product and recovered from acid reflux. And he was on serious case, and he was on Tecta within 2 weeks. And it wasn't a joke anymore, because then all of a sudden I had 9 stores. I had all his pharmacists on it. Then I had 20 stores. Then I had 50 stores. Then I had 200 stores. Then I had 1,000 stores. Then I had 3,000 stores. I was nationally listed in Shoppers Drug Mart, which is like Walgreens. And I was then ended up getting a national listing in Costco in Canada. So it didn't become a joke. Well, how did I do that? Well, I was able to do that because the product works. And very simple as that. Like, the product works and people take it. And they absolutely love it. Like, it's like again, life-changing, profound experience on the majority of people who take it. All of them? No. I am not going to say that this is 100%, but I'm going to tell you some crazy data, okay? Because keep in mind, when we ran this company, we were dealing with Deloitte, KPMG, high-level accounting. I had investors, like 18 employees. Like, it wasn't a joke. And when we were doing our data, because obviously we had to raise capital and it was a very capital-intensive business, one thing that really stood out to everybody, the bankers and the investors, was 37% of our customer base after 2 years had over a $2,000 lifetime customer value. And they're like, how in the world does this happen? Like, what are you selling? Like, what is this? And the reason why is because people would buy it and then they would buy bulk and then they would also buy for their family because they wanted to stock up. And then there was another group of people, there was another 30% that had a lifetime customer value over 1,000. And keep in mind, we were just like a little bit over 2 years of data. So, I mean, we had sold a lot, but like, and so, you know, and then there was about another group of people that were kind of on the fence. And, you know, admittedly, there was about another 20, there's about 20% of people that are going to take the product and they're going to be like, eh, you know, didn't do anything for me. It just happens. It's just like that. But the people, around 60-65% of the people that take it have something big enough happen that you don't have to resell it to them. They will find you and they will want to order it. And you are going to see some really crazy experiences in the journey. I will guarantee it, and hopefully including yourself, because once you feel it for yourself, then it's a lot easier. So, yeah, so we ended up doing the care and phytoplankton thing. So, and like again, it was very capital intensive, and there like we made a big mistake during the thing, and I talked about it, like you guys might have heard the interview, is that we had a lot of pressure to turn it into pills for convenience and all that other stuff, and we ended up turning it into pills, and or we made tablets, and then all of a sudden I went from selling this amazing drink that was getting these crazy results to all of a sudden being a pill pusher. And then all of a sudden I kind of fit into a different category, and then my advertising had to change, and like it was way more censored, and like people didn't get the same results because we had to put a coating on it, and it wasn't like, you know, like where we felt like the phytoplankton, because it's like the size of a blood cell. There's like, you know, in the little scoop that you get, there's like 90 billion phytoplankton plants in there that you drink it, it goes right into your bloodstream, like instant nutrition. All of a sudden it's a tablet, it's got a coating on it. Maybe does it digest properly? People have inflamed stomachs. You know, the efficacy of it went down a little bit, and then so that your customer retention goes down a little bit, costs more to get the customer. Then now all of a sudden I'm in Costco and Shoppers, like I have to pay the brokers, the distributors, the retailer fees, their co-op fees. I have to advertise the product, price pressures because it's a tablet. It became like a little bit of a Tower of Babel, and I started to look for different alternatives. And the reason why I was looking for different alternatives is because I remember when I first started this back in my first couple of years, when I made all those the couple million dollars, is that I had these couple of guys come up to me, and they were like, "Dave, this is the perfect network marketing product. This is, you've got to go network marketing, do network marketing, you know, blah blah blah." And I believe them. I saw what happened with Tom with Forevergreen. They at one time were selling 10,000 units a day. And like, I believed it. I'm like, yeah, that's really good. But like, the thing was that there was just something about them that was just rubbing me the wrong way. I just, you know, there's just, you know, sometimes you just get this thing and you just, I don't know. I just felt like I wouldn't own the company after a few months if I would have partnered with these guys. I was only like 32, 33 at the time, right? And so around 2016, I kind of like that little birdie in my head came up to me again and said, "Hey, network marketing, network marketing, network marketing." And I took another run at it. And actually, I got in front of some really big people in Isagenix and Shackley, to name a couple. And there was a few other ones that I went into as well. And they really liked it. They were really on fire for it and all that. But there was a big problem. And the problem is that phytoplankton, especially this Gadatana, is not cheap. This is not a commodity. This is not a spirulina, a chlorella, a blue green. This is a very specialized plant to grow, and it is not a commodity. Not everybody can do it. Like, this facility is worth millions of dollars. It is a huge investment. It's crazy technology. Like, you know, it, like, this is not something that I can train somebody to do, and we can make it cheaper. Like, you need specialized stuff, and plus, like, we also want the highest level of safety as well, and we want to grow a quality product, right? So the price per kg was always a hindrance to a certain degree. And so once they said, oh yeah, we want it, like, let's do it, well, how much is it? And then I told them the price, they're like, oh, like, well, we can't do that. Like, we have 20 times markup. Like, we have 18 times markup. Like, we have to get the product down to $3. And I'm like, $3? Like, my electricity bill is not even, like, that's $3 in cost. Like, are you joking? And I go, well, this is high end. Like, you know, why don't we do something different? Like, everybody can do all these Me Too products. Like, I can make a $4, $3 product with my eyes closed. Like, why are we... like, why don't we compete on the high end and, like, you know, do something of value? Like, nope, this is the price point. This is how it works. These are our multiples, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's not going to work, because either I got to stretch the product and do what, like, Tom did, which failed, or, like, I got to do a magic trick or whatever and, like, cut corners. And I'm like, nope, see you later. You know what? I'm doing good with Shoppers and Costco and all that. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Also, my online thing was starting to build up. I had like tens of thousands of online customers coming to the fold, and I was like servicing them and had a whole customer service team. So, like, yeah, like, I was not starving, you know, I didn't have to bend over. And so what would happen is that I was kind of like got recommended in my journey again. I kind of went back to network marketing. Like, so in 2023, I went to network marketing and I got recommended to talk to Paul and Eric. And I was talking to a guy named David, Paul had alluded to, and said, you know, I want to do network marketing, but I want somebody who cares about the product and that, you know, it's not going to, like, be a snake and, like, you know, give me bad vibes. And, like, you know, this is something special. Like, I believe network marketing would be good, but, like, all that. And so, Paul had said that I had talked to them and I had really good vibes, like, right from the beginning. And I was actually had to go to Costco because I had to go, you know, do my regular review and all that stuff in Ottawa. And then I drove out to meet Paul in Hamilton, and he kind of reminded me of my dad's older brother. And, yeah, we hit it off, and we just felt like I was just having a real conversation with the guy, like, and we weren't trying to, like, one-up each other or, like, you know, like, it was just like, hey, like, this is what I've got, and, you know, like, you know, can we do this kind of thing? And, yeah, I just had a, like, super good vibe, and we were just laughing and just so good. And then the next day, hopped on an early plane to Raleigh, North Carolina, and met Eric over at a hotel there, and he picked me out of the crowd because he said I looked like the most Canadian guy in the room. And I hung out with Eric and we talked, and again, I just had really good vibes, and I just felt like I was in the right place. But, you know, then it's like, okay, well, hey, Eric, like, okay, here's the problem. Here's the big thing that we have to get around or whatever, because they've just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're dating somebody, but then it's like, oh, I got 15 kids, right? And I'm like in debt or something like that, right? You know, you got to give them the butt, right? So I was like, hey, Eric, like, here's the thing, man. Here's the price of the product. Like, you know, everybody wants these, like, multiples and, like, you know, this. And I said, this is just, it is. Like, I can't do nothing about it. And I want to do a good product and all that. And Eric didn't even hesitate. And he's just like, Dave, he goes, you know what? He's like, let's build the best product possible. Let's make sure you and your team and the grower and his staff and everything all get a fair shake in this. And let's, and then tell me what the price is, and then we'll work it from there. And we'll just make it work that we'll try and strike the balance of everybody getting paid good to make this really good quality product and make it the price point that it is. So that was kind of the big kicker to start this relationship, where I knew I was in the right spot, because that was like, I always felt like it's just going to take somebody that saw the vision to go, hey, let's stop making a bunch of bunk and, you know, let's do something awesome. And I'll even tell you too, like, cause I've been like Eric and everybody introduced me a ton of people, and, you know, and they're showing me, oh, what about this? And what about this? And one of the key factors is like, a lot of these, again, I'm not from network marketing, okay? Like, I'm the outsider. I'm from the traditional retail side of things. And, but I know how to make products and all that other stuff. And I know about contract manufacturing and all these things that I've been shown anyway, since I've been kind of in this network marketing thing, has been that, oh, well, yeah, this is a great product. Like, I mean, these are nutritious. Like, these are good products. But you know what? I could knock that off in 30 days. Like, if I really wanted to compete with it, like, I could go buy those raw materials. Like, I could just go to ingredients online, go pick it up and call my buddy and blend it up and let's go make a story on it. And let's go sell it to a bunch of people. Like, I mean, it's not rocket science, like kind of some of the stuff that I've seen anyway. Right. And I'm not trying to knock it, but it's, you know, kind of that. And so the other thing though, is that there's a couple more things here that I'm going to finish with, is that I wanted to say is that, so all these results that we were getting, I think that this is really important, and I kind of went over it, is I want to talk about the dogs and the cats. So I ended up selling a private label up in Canada to some phytoplankton, and they started with a $5,000 order, and last year they ordered over $250,000 off of me in Canada, for Canada. And the reason why that has blown up is because the results from dogs and cats is bananas. So, I mean, we're talking about humans here, and maybe you don't want to take it for yourself or whatever, or you want to like see like somebody who doesn't have a placebo effect. I'm going to challenge any of you, if you guys have a dog or a friend with a dog, dogs absolutely respond to this. And we've seen some crazy things happen with pets. Like, and I'm talking like dogs, like, you know, ready to have an operation that are costing thousands of dollars, don't need it anymore. Like their hind legs are dragging and then they're running around and like hair falling out and then it's not anymore. And this pep in their step and their light in their eyes go up. And like, you know, you probably see on our website, like the cat on there, like just eye totally closed up, and they take some phytoplankton, that's all he took. And then all of a sudden his eye gets better. You know, and like our testimonials are on there, and that's just a, like the skin of the apple of what we collected. And, you know, like, and you see like the Cindy video where she's like crying. Like, I mean, this is what you guys are going to see. This was like a regular day in the office for me. I'm kind of almost immune to it a little bit when it was like, so wow. I mean, I never get tired of it, so don't get me wrong, but like, you know, you see it. So then it's like, okay, how does this happen? Like, what is it? Like, how, like, you know, what about this, Dave? What about this? Is this good for this or this? Okay, so here's the thing. And this is just how freaking simple this is, okay? It's so simple. It's ridiculous. Like, you always say, like, the big things are sometimes, like, right under your nose, and it's so simple. So phytoplankton is the original nutrient. If Pure Nutrition was an injection, if they go, hey, you're in the hospital because you're malnourished and you need some vitamins and minerals, hey, nurse, get this person a Pure Nutrition injection, right? If they were to do that, it would be green and it would be made of phytoplankton, because that is the only thing that is Pure Nutrition. That's what phytoplankton is. It's the original nutrient. It's the genesis of life. When the sun penetrates the surface of the ocean, this garden of vegetables are floating on the ocean. They are the most abundant plant on earth, and they are the majority of the oxygen we breathe come from phytoplankton, and the whole entire aquatic web, like, is nourished from phytoplankton. And of course, you know, our blood is kind of salty and we're kind of emulate the salt of the ocean a little bit, so it makes kind of sense. So what we think is going on, okay, do we have clinical trials and all this stuff? No, we don't. But how many things of a vitamin or a mineral or an antioxidant or an enzyme have clinical trials. Vitamin C has clinical trials. Vitamin Bs have clinical trials. Selenium has clinical trials. Well, this is all in phytoplankton in its natural, original form, right? So everything in there has a clinical trial attached to it. And yes, do we have one for Gadatana? No, or we'd have to charge. We wouldn't be talking till like 2045, and it would be 20 times the price. But we have real data from hundreds of thousands of people. So here's what we think is going on, is that people are malnourished. Our food is compromised. I think that I don't think that was going to surprise anybody on the call. And over a period of time, if you are not getting the vitamins and minerals, well, where are you going to get it from? How is your body going to respond? Now, throw in some soda pop. Now, throw in some ice cream. Now, throw in some pesticides or whatever. And where's the defense, right? Well, where does the defense come from? Well, that comes from nutrition too. So people, I call it like living in a vacuum. I know that for me, when I was in my bottled water days, eating the food in America, I felt like I lived in a vacuum. I felt depleted. I felt like a vacuum. Like I just felt something was like, I felt like there was a hose attached to my belly button sucking the life out of me. And I was like using more food, like carbs and other junk food, to feel better for like 15 minutes until that vacuum got turned back on again. And then the cycle continues. Well, what happens is, I believe what happened to me is when I took the phytoplankton, I think why I had such a profound experience, because that vacuum turned off. There was no more vacuum. And I was on a base, and then I was able to grow. And then so what I think happens is that somebody, they take this phytoplankton, and which is pure nutrition for the first time, and then the body goes, holy smokes, like this is what I was looking for. Thank you. I'm getting it. Wow. Okay. So now the body comes in, and now the body can rebuild. So, and then when it comes to people say, well, what about headaches? What about this joint thing? What about ED? What about, fatigue or whatever? Well, I just tell people, I go, okay, insert anything, whatever, health condition here. Okay. If you have that health condition, what is the root cause of that health condition, right? Are you just cursed? I don't think so. Like if you get cut, like your body heals itself. Like, you know, the creator wants us to live, right? So like if you take this, well, and then you receive it, well, like if the body can now repair itself and have the working tools to live, thrive, and survive, like real pure nutrients, well, can the body heal itself? Well, hundreds of thousands of people in Canada have conclusively said yes, that this is the thing. So the other thing that I'm going to just leave with this, and again, this goes to the dogs and the cats too, because we're all mammals. So the final thing is that we think anyway, is that like, because we'll say, oh, what about blue green and spirulina and all this other stuff? Well, they are nutritious algaes, but this is the original nutrient. And we believe, but we're not 100% sure. So there's a thing called a signaling effect with the cells. There has to be some sort of communication in the signal that goes up to the body when this receives the phytoplankton. So, and it's called a signaling or a gene expression, right? So like we think is that there's an unknown or undiscovered peptide in phytoplankton that, or a combination of peptides that is not in, that doesn't transcend past the food chain. So what we're thinking is that like a people with like immune, autoimmune different issues and stuff like that, like that is when the body is going against itself. So if the body like actually gets something like, and that gets the signaling, say with this peptide, well then, because people like will kind of, their immune systems kind of like catch fire again, and they're working for them instead of against them. So there's got to be something different in this. Then there's not another food. Is it just maybe the combination? Yes. But like, it's again, what you will see is it's so profound that it'll just, you know, you're going to see what other people have seen and they'll go, wow, there's something going on. So like, so that is kind of the whole story. And then, so I just want to kind of just finish with this is that like, you know, this is my first kind of go with network marketing, and I'm very, very honored. Like to have, like, I have talked to so many people, here the last few weeks, like with Eric and Eddie, and Eddie is so awesome, and I'm so glad that he's our master distributor as well. And I've met so many cool people around the U.S., and like some of them are already getting like results and telling me about it, and I'm like, yeah, here we go. Can you imagine? And all this, and yeah, and you know, obviously this guy on the phone, and but I think that the thing is that I'm just asking for you to try it. For you or your pet or your parents' pet or like whatever, like just take it and see it for yourself and just get like the people kind of in your inner circle to try it. And then all that is all it needs to happen to light the fire, because then you feel it, you or you see it, and then this thing takes on a life of its own. Like, you don't have to sell it. You don't have to go chase the person down to go, hey man, you're like next, you want your shake, you know, your workout shake, you know, it's like, no man, I'm sorry, bro, I still got some, you know, I stopped taking it, you know, blah, blah. I remember like running away from my buddy who like was trying to sell me a protein shake and like, you know, oh yeah, no, I'm not using it because like $120. Like, you don't have to do that with this. The people who take it, that feel it, that get it, they come to you. And this is how I think that you can really build the business. Like, because it's not, you have to, of course, sell them the first time kind of thing. But once you feel good about it, like, it's in your eyes, it's in your face, and the people that are around you. And then the thing kind of takes fire. And so I don't think that this is like, I think, you know, you plant corn, you get corn. And I feel like that if we do this together, we're here to support, and this thing will take on a life of its own. And I'm super proud of where we're at today and the team that we're at. And I'm super excited for you guys to try it, because if you're suffering from something, like, this is maybe the start of your healing journey and a new era for you. And yeah, so anyway, that is my story, and I thank you all, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, and I hope you try it, and I can't wait for you to take it and see it. And yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate y'all.
I appreciate those words. And folks, it is my pleasure to announce that BlueGenix is officially live and in pre-launch, and we are ready to accept your orders, and we are processing and ready to ship. So with that, be sure and get back with the person that invited you to this pre-launch call, and let's take it a great start. So everyone have a blessed evening, and we will see you at the top. Good night, everyone.